you booked a new cruise. This is what you were abubilant about this morning.
I was abubilant. Yes.
About this new cruise. Tell us about this new cruise, because you held up a map and there was some, I want you to hold up the map again.
Okay. I'm holding it up for you.
So there's these things on here. Mm-hmm. We see that, it's pointing to a penis and it says Daniel. It's mm-hmm. pointing to a, looks like a moob, like a man boob that says fatty.
Mm-hmm.
And then a, what is that? Like a little cancerous outgrowth up there that.
Well, we like to think of it that way.
I don't know. Is that Jadge?
Jadge.
Mm-hmm. And even further up, it says Donna.
In Chassamoosets.
So there you go.
Those are the names of people on the East Coast that we potentially visit.
Out of the millions of people on the East Coast of the United States, four of them are worthy of...
Actually, okay. Only three, but I felt bad, so I stuck the other one in there.
Yeah,
I know. The F word.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me.
Oh, no, Daniel, darling. I want to visit you only because I want to see Zach in person.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Command boob that says fatty. Mm-hmm.
The F word.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3419 of the BFO for Monday the 15th of March 2021. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, just out of curiosity, do we eat Caesar salad on the Ides of March? Slow motioners, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're slow motioners today because y'all, I know some of you are moving in slow motion because of the time change. Y'all, I have to say this. On the 20 on Sunday, y'all, there was several people that, y'all, they're fed up. They're fed up with the time change mess. I think the consensus is, I don't care if we stay on standard time or daylight saving time, but just stick to one of them and to stop this silliness of changing the clocks. Yes, Big Fatty, I think that is an excellent idea. Learned some very sad news over the weekend that last Thursday, the 11th of March, y'all, Gavin's father passed away. You know, Gavin did the Stick It With a Poke little show and he with his husband Jim. And I know Gavin was hoping to get down and see his folks. I think they live in the Arizona sometime this year. Wasn't able to travel this previous year because of the virus and all. But, and y'all, I don't know the details on on what happened or anything like that, but I do know that many of you have met Gavin at Pride 48 events or at the Horror Hotel or listen to his little show or been on his little show. So y'all keep Gavin and Jim, as far as that goes, in your thoughts and send them good wishes and lots of good memories of the time that he had with his dad. Yeah, I say, y'all, last time I spoke to you was a Thursday afternoon when I recorded the little show. And y'all, I will just let you know that it has been lovely. Just lovely in Charleston all weekend long. We're expecting rain midweek, and y'all, we're getting up there near the 80 degree mark this week. have slept well all weekend long. Y'all on I spent most of the day preparing for Friday at Fatty's, and we had it was a lovely, just a lovely evening. Granny was the first to arrive, and then Durwood, and then young Nicholas, and y'all, we had tacos. It was tacos, and y'all, our little appetizers, I had that jalapeno papa dip. Yes, Big Fatty, why were you putting it in your nose? No, that's different kind of papas. It was good. And I had some Melba toast to serve it on, Big Fatty. And we had the tacos. And, y'all, I had the peach cobbler. I got one of those Marie Colander peach cobblers in the frozen food section. Yo, I gotta say, it was absolutely delicious. It was everybody thought it was absolutely delicious. The crust was just as flaky as it could be, and it had lots of fruit in it and everything. It was just lovely. And then y'all we played a game that Granny calls, I don't know what he calls it, but we've renamed it Do It, because y'all, what it is you deal two cards, and then you bet as to whether you think the next card is higher than the lowest one and lower than the highest one. And if you win, you take that money out of the pot. And if you lose, whatever you bet goes into the pot. And everybody's always going, do it. And anyway, it was a lot of fun. And we just had a lovely evening. Y'all, at some point, Durwood spit. What did he spit? I guess it was wine through his nose for some reason. I don't know if he was trying to be Jackson Pollock. Oh, Big Fatty, is that a fish? No, artist or something. But anyway, y'all, then on on Saturday, y'all, it was just a quiet day here in the villa. I've caught up on a lot of things on the TV machine this weekend. And let's see, what else? Y'all, Durwood stopped by. Y'all, he had a picture. Y'all, he's getting his kitchen and house, different parts of his house remodeled, and they came in and just tore the shit up. And y'all, there was a picture that he had in his house, and he had asked Big Fatty, would you like this for your guest room? And y'all, it goes it thematically works with my room. So I said, yes. Well, y'all, he was out running some errands, and he stopped by, and he dropped off the picture, and of course he knew good and well he was gonna have to help me hang it. So yes, spaghetti. So we got that done, and we just visited for a little while. And y'all, then that evening, I just had some peanut butter crackers for supper. Y'all, I sound like I have absolutely turned into my mother, because she would just, I don't want to eat anything. I just some peanut butter crackers. Now, y'all, when I start saying I just want a sip of Coca-Cola, then I have become Hatterina. Fat Big Fatty, you have become Fat Arena, okay? But y'all then on, of course, had to move all the clocks forward. You know, a lot of the clocks change on their own, but y'all, the one that we had for the Hat Arena that says the day and the time of day and then the time and the date, y'all, it doesn't update. You know, it's for old people. I think KC and Mr. Man have one. They call it the downtown clock. And y'all, you'd think that of all the clocks in the world to help old people realize what the time of day was, you'd assume that it would update automatically. Nope, doesn't do it. And but I had to do that and the alarm clock in the guest room and the stove and the microwave and Ruby Red. But everything else updated just fine. y'all, did you remember to spring forward? Yes, be ready. y'all, I got up about 8:30 a.m. in the morning, new time. And but, you know, it was just lovely. And y'all, I'm making my cabbage stew today, and so that'll be just lovely. I'll be eating it all week. Oh, Big Fatty, you and cabbage will be tooting it up all week. But before we go any further, y'all, there was something in the Villa Mailbox. Now, y'all, this box came Thursday afternoon after I'd already recorded the little show. And y'all, Miss Beaver had said that that she was sending me a little surprise. And y'all, I think that's what this is, because it came by the Lesbyterian delivery service. Oh, Big Fatty, I'm sure it was Miss Beaver then. But y'all, I'm trying to open it. You know, they put all that tape on it, and it's just hard to open sometimes. And y'all, let's just see what we got here. Oh, baby, what is it? Oh, it says, it has no gentleman caller in 10 months. It has a no gentleman caller in 10 months look from Kim and the Beavers. Y'all, y'all, I can't believe it. Betty, it's just lovely. Y'all, it is a kitty. Betty, we have another kitty. Y'all, it is the grumpy cat. And it says, dogs are idiots. But it doesn't squeak anything. It just sits there and looks grumpy. Beep. Oh, it does squeak. Oh, Big Fatty, the grumpy cat can squeak. Okay. So, Miss Beaver, thank you so much, y'all. I'll put a picture of the grumpy cat up on the on the WWW today. And you can all take a look at it. But y'all, I think that pretty much has been my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Princess Hannah. I have a wicked good CVS receipt right now. The young adult genius, I can't keep the new name straight, you know, 14 years or so of Boy Genius. It's going to take time. Let's see. He got a bottle of vitamin water. I got a Cherry Coke Zero and a king or an extra large heating pad. You know, like the electric ones, because I can't have an electric camisole for my bed because somebody complains his balls get sweaty. But with all of those three things, including tax, I paid $18.92. Mind you, the heating pad alone was $35.99. So yeah, so I saved $21.88 for a total of 54% savings, and they gave me $1 in extra care bucks. So yeah. All right. Hope all's well. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, I got to see y'all out. Of course, it's Princess Hama. And Princess Hama, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And I would say for a short receipt, a big fatty, those receipts are never short at the CVS. Well, I meant there's not a lot of items on it. Oh, okay. It was probably, what, about 6 foot long for those three items? Big fatty, you got that right.
Hey, big fatty, this is Harley in Denver, and I was on my way to work and just finished your episode and thought I'd call and say hi. You know, Casey and I are on hiatus until April 1st. But we've already recorded two episodes, and tomorrow we'll probably record another one. So we are busy, busy working, and we'll be back full force in April. Just wanted to say how much I enjoy your little shoe and how it makes my day every day as I drive to work. Thank you so much for being part of my life and helping me get through this crazy, crazy time we're living in. Take care. Bye.
Yeah, I got to see y'all. That, of course, is Holly of the enormous little show. He and KC do that together. Holly, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And Casey, you're now, you know, we're in March now, and you know, by the way, Casey, has a little business that they sell those mermen, and, Casey, don't forget, those poke the bear, figurines that I was, hoping to get once they became available. I think it said it was in March. So, keep me on your to-do list. Big Fatty, you've made it sound vulgar. Well, I'd like to, be on that to-do list too. Big Fatty, who wouldn't with, Holly and KC? Well, that's true. Y'all, speaking of KC, y'all, I got an e-letter from a lurker, and y'all, I had confused him with KC a while back, and he's decided he's gonna be Lurch the Lurker, and he says he's been listening since episode 1600. Big Fatty, the poor thing. Oh, dear, Cassie, but Lurch, thank you so much, y'all. It's, you know, we really should have Lurker Week here. Yes, Big Fatty, because nobody's been shitting themselves, so, I mean, you might as well go ahead and do Lurker Week, because, y'all, I really do need some help with Shark Week. Big Fatty, wet cleanup. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Elvis Presley Show. That's Daniel Biba and the old gal. And guys, just out of curiosity, when you're recording your little show, what's the one thing that you never think about?
Command boob that says fatty. Mm-hmm.
The F word.
Oh, Big Fatty, Grumpy Kitty might like your man boob. Oh, Big Fatty.
You can
leave
a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.